How about the top of the house? The very outside.
Well, that's covered with metal sheet iron.
Was it always that way?
Yeah. But I've had it covered well, as you said. It's just roll roofing.
I can't, sorry.
It's just roll roofing, you know. It's put on with tongs.
Uh-huh.
I cut all the roofing that's on that house up there.
How about on the older houses?
It's covered with boards.
Just.
But I think this house was covered with tin when it was first built, because it stayed on there a little. I think about 1930. Got the blowing out, and they have it covered. It was, my granddad would get up there, you know, and get some kind of cold hard paint and paint it every year. It lasted there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Did they blow off a lot?
We have had them blow off a time or two, or part of it, you know, and run the ceiling overhead. Them blower planks down there where they was fastened to probably did get kind of rotten or something.
Mm-hmm.
The wind did catch under them. The wind blows awful hard here sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And it comes over the mountains?
Well, it just comes any direction.
Uh-huh.
Only it don't come so bad from the north. But the east wind's mean. And the south wind's worse than the west wind here. We've never had nothing we ever knowed of, like cyclones, something. This last winter I had a side of wind that blew the roofs off of several barns, houses.
Now, do you have anything around the edge of the roof to catch the water?
Gutters.
And then, are they built in or are they suspended?
They're just hung on.
I see. And then, there's a, what do you call the thing that the water comes down?
Spouts.
Okay.
Now, downspouts.
Spouts or downspouts. Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned the smokehouse and you mentioned this house. What other outbuildings do you have on the farm now? And then,
chicken houses and little houses out, shops, blacksmith shops, and little things like that. And down yonder, it's about to turn over. You had a water mill down there, hit the 2-story building, had a water mill down there, and ground corn for people all over this country. In the mill to let in here at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you had indoor plumbing, what'd you call that building?
Well, you mean the little outhouses you went to? Yeah, some of them call them privies and some of them call them outhouses and things like that. We still got the old one down there. We got electricity, you know, and got bathroom. Still one sitting down there. The WPA come around and made them that during World War II.
Okay. Now, what kind of animals do you have on the farm?
I don't keep nothing now but cattle. I used to keep cattle, horses, mules, and everything. Sheep, and everything. Goats,
okay.
A little of everything.
Right. Well, you talked about sheep. You raised sheep.
Yeah, we'd run them on that big mountain, you know.
Uh-huh.
We'd keep 75 to 100 head of sheep.
Is that right?
In the spring of the year and turn them up and go on that big mountain, and they'd come from the other side, Gatlinburg, and there. See, that big mountain just between us and Gatlinburg.
Uh-huh.
People that herd the cattle took their cattle up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have that mountain, there's a place on the north, on the side next to Gatlinburg called Norton. There's fine range back in there.
Mm-hmm.
My granddad'd look at them, got lots of mornings. He'd get up and go over there and get back home in time for breakfast and go up there and look about them and salt them. They know just about where to find their cattle, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they had marks. They marked them in the years so everybody could tell whose cattle was whose, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to tell much about cattle. There's a lot of cattle that just alike.
Uh-huh.
And my granddad's mark was called them underbits. They just cut a little something like he could. Of course, he had an eye fixed purpose for that, but just like taking something like about a 44 or any cottage, you know, and just cut a half moon out right each year. Some had it in 1 year, and some in 2 years. Everybody knowed their mark.